Go on. Lie down. Play dead.
The Gettysburg Address memorized?
That's the only reason why my voice like sounds louder is because I support the Gettysburg Address.
Abraham Lincoln. He's been bastardized by a lot of marketing companies lately, hasn't he, guys? I just see Abraham Lincoln whoring out a lot of products.
Sexy Abraham Lincoln, though. My go-to costume.
Where are these notes?
You ever imagine Abraham Lincoln with like the Hitler Youth haircut, the Macklemore? Because that's a handsome look. Like, and he's young, so he doesn't have his dumb hat on, and he doesn't have a jacket, so he's just got, like, really nice black suspenders.
How do you make like these?
Hitler Youth. You go to the little white app with a little black squiggle on it. It's not the stock market. It's Sound Waves.
Oh, the white app with the black squiggle. Voice memos. I see it.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never used this app, okay?
You used it for episode one, which brings me to my next point. Welcome to episode 2, or episode 5, or episode 3, depending on how you want to look at it. There's a lot of ways you can cut this. Officially, we're in episode 2 of a show that is called B-Movie Deathmatch. I'm Tommy, and this is my show. And who are you?
I'm Chris.
What do you do, Chris?
Currently, I do a shitty job at work, and I work with Tommy to make a show called B-Movie Deathmatch.
That's true. I'm looking at my notes here, Mr. Morgan, and it says here that you and I were once co-workers at a business. What manner of business was this?
We work in the pizza business, or we did.
I did. You currently do.
Yes.
Now, are there any other employees of this pizzeria? Let's call it Chico's Pizza. Are there any other Chico's Pizza employees who may or may not be in this room right now?
No.
They're not?
No.
Mr. Morgan, I'd like you to point at the person to your
right.
Right.
Yep.
I'm across from you. I've got to go backwards from my instincts. I would like you to point at the person at your right. Who is this person sitting next to you?
For the listener, I'm pointing to my right. I'm pointing at MC.
MC. Who is this MC?
She's a co-worker of ours. She's the current closing shift lead.
Now, if you'll refer to the stenographer, you said there were no other employees of Chico's Pizzeria in this room.
Yes.
Okay, I'm dropping this bit because it's gone on.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was funny for a minute. Podcast is a medium for bored people on a plane or a car ride, so you got to kill airtime.
MC, do you want to introduce yourself?
MC, say words.
Hello.
Just say words.
You all I know is the Gettysburg Address.
Then do the Gettysburg Address.
And I live out of my car.
You live out of your car.
Chris
work at Chico's.
That I'm joking, but I'm really not.
You're living out of your car?
That's why she doesn't have an oven. That's the only reason she comes over here.
We have.
I use him for his house.
We have spare space at my home. If you need a couch, you shouldn't
okay.
be. Okay. Well, with that said, what is your relationship with shitty movies, young MC? Chris?
What?
Together, you guys make the name of a really good rapper. We have MC and we have Chris. MC Chris.
So, the really good name of a rapper is just my first name and then Master of Ceremonies?
Yeah.
I'm a Master of Ceremonies.
And MC is the Master of Ceremonies.
Master of Ceremonies.
Does that mean like a funeral director? Because that's what I've always wanted to do.
There's two points with that. Master ceremonies do not run funerals.
But
those are run by
funeral.
They could. True.
I
if
could.
It was like a funeral roast.
Hey.
Isn't that how everyone dies?
Is a burial not a form of ceremony?
Have you ever
it
been
is.
To a funeral?
You want to watch out on crinkling cookie wrappers in front of the mic.
It's better than our previous guest.
Yeah, I almost killed our previous guest with an accordion. Or I guess I almost killed his accordion. But we're veering very far off topic. The name of this show is B-Movie Deathmatch. MC, you have been very quickly briefed on what the rules are of this game. Would you like to refresh the audience on how this game works?
So, basically, we watch a movie.
Yep.
And then, but before that movie, we watched a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we watched that trailer, we're supposed to make predictions. Three predictions that are could be worth 5 points apiece, but that's probably not going to happen because Chris can't predict anything worth anything.
I won last time.
Yeah, he did win last time.
By a large margin.
And that's why he's single, though.
Oh.
To protect his future.
Well, you got the gist of the rules correct. Chris, for the court, will you show what tonight's film is, please?
Tonight's film is Chopping Mall.
Oh, I think you're mispronouncing Shopping Mall.
Chopping Mall.
Oh, because it's about robots with, like, they chop up people.
I honestly thought it was about, like, a wild lawnmower going throughout the mall.
I'd like that.
Okay.
There was a TV series in the early 2000s that was called Father of the Pride. And it was a show about lions.
I saw that show. I watched the premiere.
Starring the dumb fucking remaining Belushi brother. And the entire thing is built around one pun.
It had a donkey from Shrek guest star in an episode. No joke. It was a DreamWorks show.
Gross.
Yep.
Well, anyways, that was an entire show built around a pun. This is an entire movie built around a pun. We just watched the trailer and made our predictions. The trailer features an elevator descending at least 5 times, a lot of flashing lights, some glass breaking.
I feel like we should have almost made predictions just based on the title, because I would have never seen robots coming in an office.
And they're really, they look like Rob from the Nintendo franchise.
Oh, I was thinking more of the Short Circuit robot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Johnny it was Five. E.T.
TNT?
E.T.
Why would Chopping Mall,
The shadow looked like E.T.
I can see
it,
actually.
Maybe that's where his home is.
Why would a robot built on Earth have a home from E.T.? What was the name of E.T.'s planet? Did we ever find out?
No.
E.T. land.
Extraterrestrial.
Anyways, we're...
That's what E.T. stands for?
Yes, it stands for extraterrestrial.
Oh, shoot, I'm stupid.
You didn't know E.T. stand for extraterrestrial? Standard? I always said standard instead of stood, so
I'm
now
just
we're...
really stupid. TV.
Do you know what District of Columbia is? Washington, D.C.
The District of Columbia.
Do you know what MC stands for?
Is this a trick question?
No, this just came up earlier.
It's Master of Ceremonies.
You have trouble with two-letter abbreviations, so I just want to...
Or any abbreviations.
The other day I was with a friend, and he was talking about HBUCs. And I was asking what in the world that had to do with head bitch in charge, but he was talking about historically black universities and colleges. And I felt like an asshole. So let's go ahead and jump right in. MC's gone over our rules. The one thing that matters is that the rules don't matter. It's like Whose Line Anyway. We're here to have a good time. We're here to watch a shitty movie. This is just a cheap, flimsy excuse to do it and to be different from the 800 other podcasts with people doing the exact same thing. If two people have the exact same prediction, they both get the same amount of points. That's how it works. Chris, I would like you to take the stand, and I would like you to give the three predictions you have for the 1980... something.
I'm trying to look at my predictions.
1986 horror classic, Chopping Mall.
Well, first one.
Be quick with it. We're way over time. Faster.
Number one, I believe that stairs will stop the robot, a la Ed 209. See that happening at least once in the movie. Where they use stairs to escape him, since he did have treads, so...
It's a very good catch.
Number two, I was trying to figure out how the mall would come alive. So, first I wrote down voodoo plus lightning. I then scratched that out and put spirit coming back for vengeance plus lightning makes murderous mall.
So it's not just a robot, it's a ghost robot.
Yes.
Oh,
ghost robot plus lightning.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this.
Third,
he's smart.
I was struggling, so I just put blonde dies first. The blonde girl will die first.
Now, does that mean the first death or the first person in the posse?
Oh, that's because there was no black people in the
trailer. Oh, shit. Someone might die. Someone probably will die in, like, the prologue to be the spirit to come back to life.
I will award you a full 5 points if the blonde girl is the first character that we're introduced to as part of the gang. Because the movie makes it look like there's a group of partying teens who break into the mall and are subjected to the horrors of the... The choppers. What are the robots called? Choppers are called choppers. They're called mall choppers.
I don't know. There were some lasers going around, so...
There were lasers and claws. They were very proud of those claws. MC, we're looking at you.
Okay, so number one, a couple will be having sex in a store, then get caught by someone else who was stuck in the mall with them, and then they're going to think that they're safe and be like, oh, you just caught me by someone else. But then an evil robot's going to come in, and it's going to, like, kill someone and chase after them.
Yeah, I mean...
So one of the, like, false jump scares into jump scare kind of thing?
Okay, too. The movie will end, people will walk out ragged, but mystery music plays, screen shows, robot is not over.
The robot is not over. You
have very detailed predictions.
Yeah, no, but...
Three, someone hides in an electronics store from the evil thing, robot thing. The electronic store's thing, TVs start working as the robot goes by them.
Oh, like in Gremlins. When Stripe is in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Gremlins, the movie, it's the only movie I talk about. I have never seen a single other movie other than Gremlins, so it's
not even Gremlins.
Actually, I reference Gremlins
you just
too.
Just watch and, Gremlins over and over. It's just that one movie.
Sometimes Gremlins 2 slips in and you don't really notice because it's just Gremlins, Gremlins, Gremlins.
It's a parody. I just love Gremlins and critters. I like movies about small creatures doing things.
And plural words.
I like plural words. Also, two-letter abbreviations. Those are fun.
Oh, yeah. Back to... Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Just call try... Back. Call back. I'm funny. I'm a hilarious guy. So, here's my predictions. You'll notice there actually is a Gremlins reference in predictions. Prediction number one, we will see exactly 4 breasts. And to be specific, 2 sets.
I'm glad I did not make that prediction. I was going to make a prediction of the number of breasts we would see.
4 breasts. We're going to see 2 girls topless in this movie.
Not 4 individual breasts.
That'd be weird if we... I mean, if we see 4 individual breasts, I hope I get full points.
Yeah, you would.
My guess is...
chicken breasts? Will that be also be included?
I don't think I'd give myself that one. I think that would be a hard lobby for me to get points from you guys. Because you remember, you judge my points.
So if you get more... If there are more than 4 breasts...
I feel like... How close I am to that number determines how many points I get, and we'll worry about that bridge when we come to it, but I think I'm going to be perfectly right. There's going to be... Because this is, like... I'm going to guess this is pretty cookie-cutter as far as plot goes, and I think there's going to be a couple doing it in the first 5 minutes and a couple doing it at about the 30-minute marker. We'll see the girl in both of those. Sorry for the locker room talk. All right.
Yeah, see, I was actually thinking about doing that and then adding in, like, a multiplier for, like, a dick.
Don't shush. I don't think it's going to be dick. This is not a prediction, but I do predict there's going to be a lot of man butt in this movie. And this will be one of those horror movies where there's a cute girl not wearing a lot. Bun. And the man butt just keeps coming into frame. And then you're like, oh, I want to see the cute girl. And then they're just dead anyways.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme's not in this, though, so.
Jean-Claude Van Butt.
He gets a butt in his.
My prediction number 2... officially, is that, and this is one's risky. I don't think I'm going to get any points on this. This is a total gamble. I think maybe this movie will be kind of self-aware and funny, and there will be a fourth wall break a la Gremlins 2. Like, in Gremlins 2, the Gremlins go into the theater and interrupt the movie you're watching, and I think that something like that might happen where maybe towards the ending of this movie it stops taking itself seriously, and maybe a character will, like, look at the audience... Or the movie will be distorted by events happening within the movie, and it'll be a fourth wall break.
Do you think there's going to be a surprise cameo like Gremlins 2?
I don't know, but if you want to talk about cameos, the neighbor, the xenophobic neighbor from Gremlins, is in the trailer for this movie.
Oh my god.
I don't remember his name. It's like Futterman. Old Man Futterman, who gets killed by a tractor. But then it turns out he didn't get killed by a tractor because he brings Billy Peltzer a pie at the beginning of the second Gremlins. God, I love Gremlins. My third prediction, formally. So the villain will not be the robots. There'll be a human behind the robots. So my guess is that there will be a corporate sleaze bag who, like, is trying to make money off of the sale of these robots. And when he finds out the robots have gone awry, he's like, let it run its course so we can see if my investment has been worth it. But corporate sleaze villain, that's my guess.
One of those guys like that always soldiers. Has, like, a sweaty forehead.
I was thinking he'd be, like, 80s beauty. Like, he'd be wearing, like, a Gordon Gekko shirt. And,
no,
like,
he's
a perfect tie.
He's like the dickhead new boyfriend in
Gremlins. There's also a dickhead new boyfriend in Gremlins played by Judge Reinhold.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go watch this movie, find out what our predictions are, or if they're correct. And we're going to stop recording this segment now. Post-credit sequence.
You're welcome.
For more information about lighting video...
I was right.
The ending of the post-credit sequence is just a lighting advertisement and a show-off of their robot.
But mysterious music plays, scene shows robot not over.
Yeah, you'll probably get partial points for that, honestly, because...
They walk out ragged.
The movie did just end.
Get extra points.
Oh, look, 18 plus. It's for all the nipples.
Yeah, there are a lot of nipples in that movie. Chris, you should get your secondary mic going.
Oh, you've started already?
Yeah, I just had to get us, you know, catching the end of the movie so we'd really transition well. Like, you might even be able to hear some of the soundtrack. Like, oh, that's the movie ending. You could hear the greatest soundtrack of all of 1986.
It really was.
I'm not sure who won the Oscar. For 1986 best soundtrack, but it should have been Chopping Mall because it was like Tangerine Dream had a baby with the soundtrack of the movie Drive.
Oh yeah, that won best soundtrack.
Yeah, it did.
No,
it should have. Real Human Being is a good song, and so is the entire soundtrack of Chopping Mall. So guys, where do we start? We'll get to predictions in a minute, but first I just want to go over the masterpiece that was Chopping Mall. Usually you want to end with a grade, but I'm going to open with a grade, and that grade is A++++. Three pluses, perfect 100, did the best in the class, I'm going to frame it.
My only complaint is it could have been longer.
Yeah, it was about 1 hour and 13 minutes.
But that way you can like print out screenshots of every scene and put it all over the walls in your bedroom. If it was too long, you couldn't do that. If it was a bedroom that big.
See, I'm super tired, so the hour and 13 minutes felt like 5 hours. It was really good.
Every time I woke up, there was lightning. It was intense.
Oh, you're falling asleep. No.
Also, the plot wasn't really great in this movie, because, I mean, we'll go into the very specific parts of the plot, but... More or less, these people are trapped in a mall, and then there's security robots that are going to kill them. And instead of being like, oh, the security robots have gone crazy, let's leave, and they have an opportunity to do so, very early on, they establish that there's a vent they can go through to get to the parking levels and be safe. And instead, every character is like...
Freaking Craig.
Nah. It was Greg. Nah, let's kill the robots. So at any moment, any of these characters could have just left and they'd be fine, but they had like a vendetta against these three robots.
So, yeah, the robots, do we get how that they are malfunctioning and killing everyone instead of non-lethal, which is what they're supposed to do? Are they also malfunctioning and completely destroying all the mall property?
Are they malfunctioning?
Well, I thought they weren't supposed to kill people. No, because of lightning.
They are malfunctioning, but like they were completely destroying all the mall property, just like willy-nilly.
Wanton destruction, or willy-nilly, both work. To go over the plot of this movie, it opens with a video of this corporate small company, whatever, that they sell security droids. Security droids are implemented in a mall. Lightning strikes the mall. They start killing security people in a part that has nothing to do with the plot overall. Then there's a bunch of teenagers who work at various places in the mall. Well, they're young adults. They're all like 22.
They look old.
They're all white. It's all white people.
There was reference to ethnicity early in the movie, but there's no one...
This is definitely in my notes. In the beginning, they're trying to be funny. So, like, they're watching this video, investors and mall owners.
It was like a red herring. It starts off like...
Yeah.
As if the video is the movie.
And then it just says the end, which happens twice in the movie, the word the end comes up. I'm getting off topic, though. Very early on, what matters is there's two people looking at three robots, and the three robots are identical. And the man...
Except for the numbers 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, they got 1, 2, and 3 emblazoned on them like race cars. And this dude looks at this lady, and he says, the middle one has an ethnic quality about it. And that line did make a lot of sense to me.
And the way he said it was a, obviously not a positive.
No, that robot should not have been ethnic. but beyond that, race did not exist in this movie. It was a world with white people with similar hair. All the dudes were brunette with wide jaws and no facial hair and tall and skinny. And all the ladies were blonde, except for that one girl.
Yeah.
And there was like four and four.
But she was like a tomboy, so it doesn't
count.
She fixed cars.
It was four couples, one married couple, one newly introduced couple, and two dating couples.
I don't know if they were even married.
They were married?
No. Guys, that scene, there's an early scene early on where the married couple are fixing a car, and they say that they're married like 12 times. They like, she gets on his lap and she's like, "You gonna blow all of our wedding money again?" And it's like, "On the day I married you, I promise I wouldn't do that. Ooh, don't touch me. That my wedding ring will get in the way." They say it like 80 times. They were very married. And they both died.
"Don't touch me, my wedding ring will get in the way."
Yeah, I don't know. The writing was that bad, all right? It's not an exact quote. All right, well, there's a lull. But we'll cut that in post. Favorite scenes.
I am definitely not going to cut it in post.
Well, fuck you. Favorite scenes.
The head blowing up is the best part of the
movie. Yeah, I mean, really, all you can ask for in any movie is interesting creatures and a head explosion.
Yeah, it looks like the budget was spent on building. I don't think all three of them worked. I think only one of them worked because none of them were all moving in one scene at once. Like, we saw all three of them at once, but only one ever moved.
Those were shitty looking robots, too.
They were terrible. But they made sure to tell us exactly who designed them. I cannot remember, but he was in the opening credits. He had a solo slate.
He made some RC robots. What year did Dawn of the Dead come out? The original?
1946.
Mm, sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm actually going to give you that one. I actually think it might have come out somewhere around 84. I think this movie was like, hey, a mall. Let's film in a mall. And so they took that premise, and so a lot of the set pieces are revolving around what store you're in. So, like, when the robots first go crazy, they go to a gun store. And then when they, like, have to do the low point of the second act...
And the girls went to the hardware store where there was conveniently cans of gasoline.
Yeah, and a lot of the, like...
Hardware store.
You... What?
Hardware stores have everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell you what, it reminded me a lot of the movie Gremlins when that movie ends in a mall. And it had that same setup, or there's a scene in Toy Store. There's one scene at the ending, because this movie was just kind of like...
Toy Store. There should have been a Toy Store in this.
I thought there was a Toy Store at one point.
I thought it was connecting Toy Story to this movie, which would be accurate.
I could go scene to scene, but really 85% of this movie is robots charging through plate glass window.
There was a lot of window breaking.
The other 15% is people exploding with robots. There's a lot of, like, throwing propane at a robot and it blows up.
And the robot had robot blood.
Yeah, there's some really curious lines. Mostly I wrote down some curious lines. There's a scene early on where we're in a locker room with some titties. And someone says, "To the max. This party will be to the max." That line happened. Waitress, more butter. Great moment. That's a moment to write home about. I'm really glad that moment gets to be in this podcast.
And can't leave out the stereotypical Italian, the most ethnic person in the film.
I guess that was an example of, like, diversity. If you were an alien and watched this movie, you wouldn't know that there was anything outside of white people. Except for maybe these weird Italians.
Oh, shoot.
Who speak Italian and cook really good food.
No, the janitors. There was a black janitor. And he was the best part of the movie, and I would marry that man.
Yeah, he did. They were drinking beer, though. Did you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
So, famous character actor, Dick Miller, who played Mr. What did I knew it earlier.
Mr. Fudwick.
Mr. Fud... Fudmore.
Fudgeman.
Fudger. Mr. Fudger from Gremlins. Yeah, he was in it. He was one of the janitors. We're really just going kind of scatterbrained here. We could go start to finish, but I don't want to do that just because...
The two virgins lived.
Yeah,
that's important. That was the point of the
movie. The subtext of this movie was that...
it's a sin to have sex.
Yes, monogamy.
Although it's fine.
Although the married couple died, and they were within the sanctity of marriage.
I do want to bring that up. Four couples, all in one room, three of them all having sex, two of them just watching a movie.
No, that was my favorite scene.
Yeah. That was so weird.
we still have time. But then it, like, went later, and they were just still watching the movie. That was a key. He could have banged her right then and there.
So, yeah, she wanted to. She did. It was, like, 11 o'clock, though.
But I just thought it, like, it was weird. They just had a party just for the four of the couples to have sex, and three of them are just like, oh, we don't care if we're on one bed right next to another couple.
Be a little open-minded. You know, maybe it was a sex party like Tom Cruise goes to, you know? Like, it's going to be four couples in one department store.
Oh, come on. There were less guys than that at a Tom Cruise sex party.
Aha! That's a zinger.
Zing.
You're the best writer of 2006. I hope you know that.
Trapped in the closet.
But no, there's one department store. It's kind of a sexy premise, honestly. Like, you didn't need the killer robots. It was a good porn before that. There's four sexy 80s couples.
They made sure to hire at least one porn actress.
Oh, those were porn breasts. They were all a little excessive.
I like them.
Yeah, they were cute. I mean, the beginning of this movie is just...
There was a variety of nipples. There wasn't just one nipple.
So let's go into the nipple thing. I was really disappointed, which actually brings us right to predictions. We're going to decide how many points I won in this thing. My guess was that there'd be exactly four tits. And at the very beginning of the movie, there's a porn mag with one nipple. Then there's a locker room scene where we only see one nipple. So I got really excited because then if one girl was topless, it would be exactly four after two uneven. But then a porn star girl whose head would later explode.
Like 5 minutes after, maybe?
Yeah. So that made for exactly six nipples in this movie. My guess was four. What is that worth? 3 points out of five?
Or would you give me that? I would say three. I was actually really surprised that it managed to keep an even number of nipples versus once we saw only one in the very start.
It was very good placement, like that towel placement for only one nipple.
Yeah. It was intentional.
I feel like another good prediction or for next time would be if you're watching an 80s horror movie, there's going to be a scene early on that takes place in a locker room.
That's so
and
true.
One model will just walk through the room not wearing a lot, and that's a staple. I mean, this movie hit all the marks. This was just a cliche-ridden fest with some explosions and shotguns and one-liners. Every time the robots kill somebody, this is for the audience. You guys were there for this. But every time the robots kill somebody, they say, thank you, have a nice day. Which was funny.
Oh, and that's...
It's irony. It's good writing.
And that was the callback at the end where she goes, thank you.
You didn't get that.
Nope.
You didn't get that.
No, not at all.
Okay, there's 12 characters who die in this movie, and each time a character dies...
There's not that many actors in this movie.
The robots say, thank you, have a nice day. And then the main character... She keeps she kept a flare in her tits, and then she traps the bad robot into a paint store, which we found out from Wikipedia, paint is highly flammable.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
I still doubt how flammable it is in those conditions. But.
So she traps the robot in a paint store, and then she throws a flare at it, and it blows up, which is exactly how all the other robots died. Who cares? And then she says, thank you, have a nice day.
Well, the second robot died because they electrocuted it. Well, it shot itself.
It exploded.
And then the guy ran a
Johnny,
trolley into
Johnny
it.
Manziel was just next to a trolley, and then the robot killed his wife, and he was like, well, I don't want to live anymore. My cute wife is dead. So he hops on a trolley, and it's like a little, children's bike almost, and runs into it, and then explosion. But anyways, I'm giving myself four points, four nipples out of five for the being two nipples off.
Yeah.
So that's 4 points out of five. My second prediction was that there would be a fourth wall break. This movie didn't take itself too seriously, and there were moments where I thought it might go that way, but it wasn't quite smart enough to have a fourth wall break.
Yeah, I might give 1 point just because it did seem like that red herring at the very beginning seemed very fourth wall-y.
The movie opens with a fake out where... it just says the end. It's a clip of someone breaking into a mall and getting shot. It turns out we're actually watching the same movie the investors are watching, and it's kind of a fourth. What MC? What do you say? 1 out of 5 points? You weren't paying attention. You were texting.
One
whole point.
So I'm sitting at a safe 5 points right now. Next up, my prediction that the main villain is actually a human. Who's a corporate sleazebag. Very first thing that happens in this movie after the demonstration movie is over is a corporate sleazebag walks on stage. And I was like, 5 points, but then he's never in the movie again, and the entire plot is just people wandering around from room to the next room, things blow up, and then there's some spiders at one point, so 0 points there.
True.
It was a very Ed 209-y introduction, where we even talked about it seemed like he was going to die.
It seemed like he was going to get shot on stage by his robots, but no, it took lightning to wake those robots up. Those robots, they said robots in the movie a few times. Before we go into your predictions, which I really want to get into, I want to mention that the trailer has this really great shot where, like, there's snakes and spiders crawling all over the main girl. You're like, what is this? What angle of this robot movie is spiders? There's just a scene where she's in a pet store, and it's just a set piece.
And that is what will lead into my second prediction. But first prediction that I had was that stairs would stop the robots.
No.
A la Ed 209. And I get a total of 0 points because they went up and down escalators in the movie.
For creatures with treads, they...
Escalators are so scary.
Also, there's no way those treads would have fit on those escalators, but
you'll notice it happened. The camera never panned down to them being grounded on those escalators. They also were in elevators.
Yes, they trapped one in an elevator to kill it. Then my second prediction, because of the snakes and the spiders, I was like, oh, spiders. There might be some sort of, like, you know, haunted element to this.
No.
Lightning did make the robots murderous.
I say you get a solid... Okay, so read the prediction in its exact words.
Voodoo plus lightning scratched out. Spirit coming back for vengeance plus lightning makes murderous maul.
So if you read the last half of that statement, you have lightning makes murderous small robots.
Murderous major?
Yep, I was...
Murderous majors.
I just started MA and then just forgot what I was writing.
Probably machines?
Maybe.
Maybe mayhem?
But I think I was just going with the whole mall was supposed to be haunted.
But you have the line in there that lightning caused this.
Yes, I would say 2, maybe 3 points.
I'm going to give you 3 for it, honestly. I mean, being impartial, MC has to agree with it. It has to be full...
3 points?
Three full points. He says lightning. Lightning makes the robot.
She just wants to give me less points.
She's falling asleep over here. So finally, your last prediction.
Blonde dies first. Technically,
no.
If we're only talking about women, the blonde woman did die first. Unfortunately, two engineers and her boyfriend also died before.
That does not count.
She didn't just die. Her head popped.
Oh, her head popped. It was glorious.
Her body could have still been alive after her head popped.
So 0 points.
Like lizards.
I have
she lived till the end.
Yeah, she did.
I have an expression that I always like to bring in, and that is that horror movies sounds like horror movies. Horror movies, because the reason you go to these is to see, you know, is to see, like, pretty naked ladies and then to watch the pretty naked ladies die. Because we're a weird culture, and that's why horror movies are a thing. So in a weird way, like, the blonde dies first. If I was talking to a pervert who didn't care about men dying, and he was like, oh, when do the women die? It's like, oh, well, let me tell you what. A blonde dies first, and her head pops. Like a ketchup bottle. Guys,
that's the best way to
audience, go. Let me tell you the best moment of this entire movie. They do that whole bullshit thing where the movie ends, and then they do the sitcom credits, where they show clips from the movie with no volume, and they put the actor's name over a still frame. For the actress whose head blew up, they freeze frame on her blown up head.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great.
I have a feeling that this was, like, someone's, like, pet pot project, and then, like, about halfway through, they were like, oh my god, this is a horrible movie.
And they threw in jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the editor was like, here, we can do this
to
make this funny.
I got that vibe, is that the movie is just kind of, it's just kind of three dudes wandering around with shotguns, and the shotguns don't hurt the robots, and the robots fire lasers. That's kind of it. So they threw in, like, a fat dude at the restaurant who says, waitress, more butter. Waitress, more butter. You notice that
that cut from him very quick.
You notice that line was dubbed, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was?
His mouth didn't move.
Yeah, they just cut to a fat dude. And it's the same shot from earlier, and it says, waitress, more butter! And then they just cut away.
And he had, like, food coming out of his face. And...
Yeah, he was a gross fat man, and he was a ha-ha, laugh at him, because they're lesser people than us.
Yes.
This movie was also sexist, but that finally brings me back to your thing. I'm giving you 1 out of 5.
One?
Because a girl died first, and she was blonde.
That's kind.
So, you didn't get zero. I mean, corporate sleazebag gets zero, because, like, that didn't exist. A blonde died first, and her head exploded.
So, yeah, see, I was almost ready to take zero, because all but one of the females was blonde, and I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of too vague.
Yeah, but it was a smart prediction. You fought hard, and what's your total points?
4.
Hey, I beat you. I beat you by 1 point.
Last time I beat you by like double digits.
Yeah, MC, let's dive into your predictions.
Well, a couple will be having sex was very true.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
In a store, yeah. Okay, they didn't get caught by someone else, technically, because she left and found the other robot, but they were still having sex in a store. And then they weren't safe, and then they died. And
that's all one prediction. So I think to decrypt, it looks like the ramblings of a crazy person over there on your prediction sheet. I assume you mean like the fake out, right? Like there's a couple having sex, and then like,
oh my god,
someone breaks in on them, and you're like, it's the robot, but then it turns out it's not the robot.
And then it turns out, oh, but there is a robot right behind him.
There was a fake out right after that dude. Had pee sex with that girl. Oh wait, we made that up. That didn't actually happen in the movie.
Have pee sex.
There was a sex scene, and during it, we were having a poignant conversation on pee play. So
yes,
still would be upset about it. Callbacks
to things that were not recorded.
Yeah, no, that was
fun.
Or water play. Sorry, I don't want to offend people.
If that's your thing.
There was a dude who peed in a lady.
I'd rather be peed on.
That
than
did
peed
not
in.
Happen in the movie again.
No one pees inside of someone
in that movie.
But yeah, we came to a very important, you know, conclusion, and that is you should always pee after sex for a myriad of reasons.
Yeah.
But anyways, finally, going to your predictions. So that dude pees inside that lady. And then she asks him for cigarettes, and he gets killed. And there's kind of a fake-out with his dead body before her head explodes. She finds his dead body in his throat slit.
And then she, like, shakes and is like, come on, Mike.
But
she's so dumb, she didn't even see him.
Read your prediction one more time. I'm having trouble making it English.
So, a couple is having... Yep, couple is sex.
Couple is sex.
In a store. So that was correct. Yeah, I'm going
that's
off
one
of the
point.
Fact
I'm giving
that
you
they
one
had
point
sex
that.
In a store.
That's one point.
And okay. Then they think they're safe, nope. Which...
Well, I mean,
they thought they were safe.
Maybe they weren't being safe.
But
they thought they were safe.
Yeah, but if they weren't using condoms, then they wouldn't even think.
I don't think
she
was talking about that kind of safety. I was thinking like they're having
that's
an orgy in a department store,
condoms.
And
so
they don't
expect
robots.
Safe.
That's 2 points.
But then evil robot thing comes after them.
Not during the sex though, which
no.
Is what that your prediction
okay,
implies.
Okay.
So no point there. What's the last sentence?
That was it.
Oh, so I'm giving you 2 out of 5 for that. So there's 2 points.
Two?
They think they're safe, and they're having sex in a department store.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like...
That's what happens to me all the time. That's
how
my story...
You think you're safe while having sex in a department store?
How often are you breaking into Dillard's?
Dillard's is really nice.
Yeah, maybe it's JCPenney.
Yeah, and now it's Ross. Oh.
I don't think Ross can afford security robots.
Ross doesn't even have locks on their door. You don't have to break in.
Yeah.
You just walk in.
Just wear like a shitty like Nike, but Nike's misspelled. It just says like Nick. And there's no furniture to have sex on, so you're just on a cold... You're in a dressing room.
You're just on some of the furniture, or some of the
clothing
that has fallen off the...
People have done it before.
The robot is a discount Air Hogs with, like, a shitty knockoff GoPros duct tape to it. Okay, what was your second prediction?
The movie will end. People will walk out ragged, which happened... But
they didn't walk out of the mall.
They never walked out.
Well, I didn't say they walked out.
They walked out ragged. They do embrace each other walking towards each other.
Ragged.
Was toilet paper covered in blood.
Yeah, I said...
Ragged.
Before we started recording, I said that this was my favorite movie that features a toilet paper roll soaked in blood, which is how the movie ends. It's a very lovely image. We thought one character was dead. He's the virgin boy. Artie Mizell. I remember his name. But he walks out and he's like, I'm not dead. I just have a minor concussion. And then he like shows us a toilet paper roll soaked in blood. And it's like, dude, you shouldn't be walking right now.
I also like the way that the female character was ragged was that she had a piece of like a dress wrapped around her arm.
She got shot by laser beams.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's another 90% of this movie. Okay.
Yeah, which one character gets shot with laser beams and her head explodes.
You know, I've seen quite a few movies made after 2000, and a lot of them don't have, like, post-production animated laser beams in them, and that's most of this movie, and it's beautiful.
Three Star Wars movies were made after 2000.
I don't count those as existing. So MC, people do walk out ragged, that's correct.
And then mystery music plays, which was true, because the entire movie was mystery music.
Yeah, some really great mystery music.
And then the screen shows that the robot was not over.
This was actually kind of interesting, because I made a joke saying, we haven't watched the end credits sequence yet.
Because the robot wasn't over.
And you made
yet.
A Nick Fury Avengers joke.
Yes.
Like, it's 2011.
Yep. But Tommy, you said... No, there's no way they have a post-credit sequence in this movie.
Of course they do,
as we were turning on the recording, I decided to fast-forward to the end and post-credit sequence. Robot was rolling up saying, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Robot not over.
So I'm going to give you, like, four?
It was a good one.
Robot is not over, and they walk out ragged.
That scene did not imply that one of the robots was still alive.
That scene was like just like showing off a prop.
I didn't say he was alive. I just said he wasn't over.
That's very, like, lawyer verbiage. How does a robot not over? That's not even English.
I will go with 3 points, because she did call out the post-credit sequence.
I'm giving her 3 points, too.
Fine.
She's very offended by the 3 points.
It's whatever.
They walk out ragged, and the robot's not over. We were kind. Okay, what is your prediction number 3?
Someone hides an electric store from the evil thing the electronic starts working at. It made more sense when I was in. That one's wrong.
Like, what I got from that is that, like, the robots have an aura of electricity.
So they turn electronics on. Yeah,
like in Stranger Things.
I have this thing. I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, there's a creature that affects electricity, so if it gets near something, the lights turn on. That's what I thought you were going for.
Yeah, or like, you know, like in Best Buy, and then a robot goes into the Best Buy of the 1986, and then all the computers turn on. Yeah. But that didn't happen.
No.
So if we take, like, the first, like, four words,
someone hides.
I mean, there we go.
Hey,
most of this movie is people hiding.
Yeah. So that's a full 5 points, right?
I'm thinking 0 points on that.
Zero.
Thinking that's zero, which means that we're tied at 5 and 5 with Chris at 4. So you officially came in tied for second for your first ever episode.
Tied for first.
It's kind of like half full, half empty. It's the same thing. I'm looking at my notes here. There was the chocolate milk water that Dick Miller was using.
I was so upset. Why do you have to shoot the janitor?
He squeezed out the mop and it was like thick soup.
Yeah, this movie featured the world's dirtiest bucket of mop water, and it spilled too, which was really stressful to watch. I mean, the three of us worked at the same pizzeria, Chico's Pizzeria, and we know how dirty the mop water is at Chico's. So it was really frustrating watching, like, an equally dirty...
What are you talking about? We don't mop anymore.
Yeah. We're not getting into work politics on our goddamn podcast, all right? Yes. Oh, so you guys want to hear about this instead of a really fascinating robot movie? Let's talk about how our GM at our pizza place doesn't believe we have to mop the floor every night. Let's go into that, Chris.
No, because I love it.
The floor is yours. Let's talk about mopping politics. He thinks we can just sweep.
My own segment.
Mine is yours. Let's talk about that.
No, let's. That'll be a segment for next time, or a new podcast.
Mopping
pizza
policies.
Talk.
Chico's Pizzeria. If there is an actual Chico's Pizzeria, we're sorry. We just don't want to name drop the place we actually work because I feel like that's a way to get sued or something. I don't know, man. I'm not a lawyer.
Just, like, hashtag the name when you post it online so that the owners can find it. Like, everyone else that does that at
work. It won't be the worst thing that was hashtagged.
Like, the newspaper, like, had articles like, dirty mop water at Chico's? chocolate milk, dirty milk water.
It looked like cereal when he spilled it.
Yeah.
I swear he was mopping with cereal.
Guys.
It's because his wife left him.
We were probably not paying that much attention to this movie, but when that bucket of mop water came on, everyone perked up and was at the edge of their seats.
Because
that mop water was dirty. You cannot mop a floor with that.
I believe it was the only time the robot used the taser attachment. And it was to miss him, to shoot into his mop water, and then electrocute him and kill him.
The movie had a lot of moments like that where it felt like an 8-year-old had written it. Because it was like, oh, you know what'd be cool if a dude was standing in a puddle and the robot misses with the taser and then, like, electrocutes him. And it's like, that's a cool idea in theory.
I think that he was never on set because he never had any interactions except with those other janitors.
Yeah, no, they had Dick Miller for a day. I mean, that's another horror movie trope is you get one, like, notable actor and you get them to, like, show up.
A cameo.
Yeah. I mean, people make fun of movies now for having cameos, but they did it back in the day. It just wasn't called that yet.
The notable actor was the one black janitor that I would marry.
He was handsome. He was a very handsome black man. And I mean, he was the only black man, so he was the most handsome movie in the man.
Yeah,
Ethnic robot number two.
Oh, golly, guys. I gave this movie a plus 19,000 stars out of 8 possible stars. What grade?
But would you recommend it?
So, all jokes aside, this was a creature feature from the 1980s with a super 80s soundtrack. It didn't take itself too seriously. It was super short. It had decent gore. It had a lot of stuff. I am entertained by movies that just look different and act different, and this was just a weird, different movie that was free on YouTube. I recommend it a lot.
I would recommend it too. Like, if you've seen Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie, it feels like that they might have seen this movie.
Dawn of the Dead plus Tim and Eric's. I mean,
it feels like they saw this movie and were like, we need to take inspiration from
this. This was a horror movie. It was also a horror comedy. It was also an 80s movie. It was also a robot movie. But most importantly, it belonged to a very important subgenre. Mall movie. That's a very specific kind of movie when you say the
like
whole thing's going to take place in a mall.
Movies.
Mall Cop?
I can think of, there's Paul Blart, Mall Pop. Mall Plop.
I completely forgot about
his
that.
His ringtone is my life.
What is his ringtone?
I've never seen a Paul Blart movie.
Teenage girls. That was like my answer.
Is that the stereotype? Is that teenage girls are really into Paul Blart, Mall Cop?
No, the bubblegum song.
Same thing.
The lip gloss song.
Oh, my lip gloss be popping. My lip gloss be cool.
Smack on my bubble gum. Yep. Nope. Yep.
I don't think you can sing the melody well enough for us to know what you're talking about.
I'll Bluetooth it to you.
Okay. My lip gloss be popping. My lip gloss be cool. My lip gloss is something to all the girls at school. But there's lots of mall movies. There's Paul Blart Mall Cop. Dawn of the Dead. The Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh,
Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie. Mall Rats. Chopping Mall.
Oh, that one with Seth Rogen.
Good one. The Seth Rogen movie. Oh, yeah, it came out the same time as Paul Blart.
Yeah,
it was like
R-rated
Paul
Blart.
It was
very dark, like something. It had an and in it. Got it.
I think it was just called and.
Yep.
Observe and report.
Nailed it.
Man.
Told you there was an and in it.
Certain things just never come back to my memory, and I cannot hold a conversation with basic humans, but a Seth Rogen movie from 2009.
That
just,
you
like,
probably did not see.
I didn't see it. Locked in. Knew that.
MC, would you recommend Chopping Mall?
I would recommend it, and then I would download the soundtrack and go running.
Yeah, hey, with Stranger Things having, like, the soundtrack that's making the rounds right now, download the Chopping Mall soundtrack. It was pretty great. There's, like, one that song I think was, like, the hit, like, they gave the, whoever was the sound guy, we should look up his name so we're professional.
Yeah, it seems like they paid for like one song.
But they said like, hey, we want like one hit. And so they played a hit. And it was when the lead character thought that Artie was dead. Artie. And she was just running around into the pet store and a cat flew at her. And then like, shit got real.
I can't believe we forgot. A random cat like just
fell out of the ceiling. It was great. Random cat fell out of the ceiling.
Cats
are great. I mean,
they're great for horror movie jump scares.
Yeah, that honestly reminded me of the scene from Community where the cat just is like the obligatory scare out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I'm out of notes. We've awarded our winner. Our winner is no one. There's two second places.
Or two first places. We have two winners.
Half glass empty.
Half glass empty. I burned out from this world. No one wins. But you're in last place, so no matter what, there's
Chris
no way of shaking that.
Last place.
He won last time.
If we take my combined points.
So I'm going to go ahead and close off today's episode with my new segment for this show. And that is, what did we learn today? And that's how we're going to sign off. So I'm Tommy, and I learned a little bit about pee play today, that they prefer to call it water play. I learned that paint cans are highly flammable and explosive. And I learned the name of the actor who played Mr. Futterman from Gremlins.
Frank Miller.
His name, Dick Miller. There's a Frank Miller, but then there's the Dick Miller. I hope they're related. If they're related, that is really cool.
Oh, he mills some dick.
Okay.
I learned.
What is your name and what did you learn today? God damn it. It's a sign off. You're signing off.
I learned to say my name before saying what I've learned.
Okay, that's
good. And it is Chris.
That's good, Chris. Thank you.
And I learned to always trust in the post-credit scene. It'll never let you down.
No.
And that robots can go upstairs.
On treads.
On treads, no less, yes.
MC.
I'm MC, and I learned that if I continue to have sex in public places, I will be killed by robots.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B,
there
movie,
you go.
And then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.